Welcome to another episode of Focused on Nutrient Stewardship. I'm Eric Beckett, your agronomist from Sunrise FS. For this week's episode, I'd like to focus on a few things as we start to get close to being done with field work for 2026. And we've all been getting dry fertilizer on, and tillage has been going on now for a few weeks. And for some folks, maybe tillage is starting to wrap up, and we're starting to think about that last big activity we got before we call it a season, and that's anhydrous. There's a few things that we need to consider before getting started with anhydrous applications, and that's truly the ground conditions fit. I've probably seen more fields this fall that are probably not fit for anhydrous, so we really need to probably be picking and choosing our fields here as we get started. Some things that I'm looking for as we get started with anhydrous applications are, first and foremost, is have we stabilized soil conditions below 50 degrees? Now, why is 50 degrees so important? Because that's when soil microbial activity that's responsible for nitrogen conversion, that's when those microbial populations really start to slow down. And then by the time soils get that well down below 40 degrees, then we start to think about soil microbial activity going to actually net zero. So it's not until we get below 50 degrees that these microbial processes start to really slow down and stop for the season. And so if we apply anhydrous before that, we run the risk of losing some nitrogen from maybe, say, if we get some rain events or through volatilization. All those different things can increase the likelihood if we get nitrogen loss. Yes, we can use nitrogen stabilizers to help slow or help minimize some of that, but if soil temperatures are still above 50 degrees, we really need to reconsider applying anhydrous. Another things to think about as we're applying anhydrous is, are we getting our anhydrous applications to a good depth that we're not losing any through vapor loss? And what I mean by vapor loss is if we actually can see anhydrous seeping back out of the soil, or if the toolbars are not closing up good. All these different aspects can have a direct effect on how well the anhydrous applications are going. And then lastly, as we're getting started with anhydrous, we all need to think about safety. Safety just doesn't happen by accident. It's something that you got to plan for, you got to train on. And so really practicing good safety measures as we're getting started with anhydrous. Just as for farmers or people who are applying anhydrous, this is important for safety, but it's also important for safety for the general public, that if you see those white tanks traveling down the roadways, give them some space, slow down. Especially you think about those anhydrous tanks are only traveling at a rate of approximately 25 miles an hour. And if you're going down the highway at say 55 miles an hour, you're going to quickly gain on those anhydrous tanks. So with that, just remind everybody, slow down and think about what's going on. Be aware of our surroundings and remember that safety doesn't just happen by accident. It's something we've got to plan for. I wish everybody a successful season as we're wrapping up the season for 2025. And as with fertilizer, we're already starting to think about 2026. So if growers or listeners have got any questions about how we're going to be making plans or how we can best make plans for 2026, I encourage you to reach out to your local Sunrise FS crop specialist, or growers or listeners can always reach me personally at 217-318-9100. This has been another episode of Focused on Nutrient Stewardship. I'm Eric Beckett, your agronomist from Sunrise FS.